Hello, hello. Welcome back to Carjoletta Lolita Davis's podcast. So, this is a quick update that I'm going to do because I just went to my dashboard online to look at my stats. And I did not know that my geographic locations could be broken down any further than what I was looking at. So when I was looking at the stats and the geographic locations on the Anchor's website, I got my total was, let me go back. I'm also recording this too if anybody wants to see the YouTube video for this. You got these United States of America, that's 75%. And then you got Wisconsin, Illinois, Mississippi, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Sorry about that. And then I click on Wisconsin. I got 93% from Madison, and I got 6% from Verona. So let me go back. Oh, I went back too far. And so for Illinois, I got 15% of listeners from there, and 100% of those 15 listeners are coming from Chicago. And then I got Mississippi. I got 5% of my listeners coming from Mississippi, and of that 5%, I got 100% coming from Clarksdale. And then Pennsylvania, I got 5% of listeners coming from there. And 100% of my listeners are coming from Philadelphia. Now, if I go back to the dashboard, I got one other location. That's United Kingdom. And that's 4% of listeners coming from there. And then it breaks it down to 100% of my listeners are coming from England. Give it up for England for the 4%. Now, I got 95 and I got 4%. 95% and 4%. That give me 99%. That means I'm missing 1%. 1% of my listeners is somewhere that is not being documented nowhere. So before, originally, Anchor was in the lead for a little bit, but Breaker picked it right on back up. So Breaker still has 39, Anchor has 33, Spotify has 17, Apple Podcasts has 6%, and Other. Now it says Other. Before, I think it was saying web browser was 5%. So a little bit of my percentage for my sex listeners. The male population, 67%. They still taking the lead. Come on, ladies. Come on, you're missing out now. So I got my platform here. I got 7 platforms. I got probably another one with Amazon, and then I think I got one that's pending with Pandora. So I don't know how long that takes for you to get approved with that. But Anchor gives you a public website, you know, that goes with your link, and you can create your custom kind of like subdomain with them. And here you can see on my website, if you go look at it, at anchor.fm/Carjoletta Lolita Davis, okay? And it has a list of all your podcasts that are on there. And then it puts your links on there. Now, the main reason for updating this Anchor podcast today is because, of course, yesterday I had, 18 listeners. Now I got 23 listeners from last night. So when you click on your sponsorship total, that's in the money section. So you have your dashboard, then you have your episodes, and then you have your money part of the menu. And I didn't know, because you don't see this on the app for the phone, I don't know, I didn't pay attention to the listener support. Now, the listener support is for those that want to give donations to your podcast, like people that want to donate. Now, I don't know for sure if that's reoccurring every month or is that a one time. So, you know, for those that want to donate, thank you. You know, but that's just another way where you can probably earn a little bit of money or, you know, get some donations instead of waiting for any type of sponsorships. So when you look at the sponsorships, you click on how to unlock sponsorships. So yesterday I had about 8, so I got 2 more. So I'm up to 10 now out of 50. So that's kind of cool that I got those 2 extra ones. And then for the listener support, you know, you just share your link, you know, with anybody or whoever's listening to your podcast, and you know, you can donate. You can always go to the website, or I don't know, it just says let your listeners know that they can help share your link or mention listener support in your next episode. Okay, so when you click get that all straight now, and you click on that if you decide to do it, Anchor is connected with Stripe. So, me, don't do like me. Well, you can do like me because I do need, you know, certain types of payment accounts to handle transactions that are online. You know, until I can find the right business account. So, you know, when you have a third party helping with those transactions and depositing whatever money that anybody wants to donate or give, or if you're selling something or whatever the case may be, it can link to your bank account. So Anchor has something set up where they have a partnership with Stripe, and so when you create an account with them, that is totally separate from you creating an account on your own with Stripe. So when I seen the link, I'm like, well, I should just set up my own Stripe account because maybe that would be better for me to control everything. And plus, I can probably use it for something else if I got to create it for Anchor anyway. But when I created it with Stripe, I couldn't figure out how to link it up with Anchor. You know, because Anchor is doing an express type of payment option, you know, instead of the standard one. So there's different types of protocol that they're using through their platform. So they got it all straightened out. And I've looked at a couple videos or looked at a video, you know, to see if somebody else was going through the same issue, to see if there was a way to link them. And once I seen that one video about the issues that the other person was dealing with trying to figure out how to link their Stripe account that they created outside of Anchor, and that it didn't work, I already knew it wasn't gonna work anyway, because the way that is, you know, when once you create an account with Stripe, it's just so many different options that you have available, like, and it's a learning curve. So I mean, you have to set up your email and connect that with your domain name if you wanted to have, you know, send out invoices and all that types of stuff. So I didn't know how that was going to work out with Anchor anyway. So since this is just this little simple process, you know, just to get you started, you know, I think Anchor is pretty good at handling that for right there, you know, for their website and any types of donations or, you know, any of the sponsorships or you know, anybody, any of the sponsorship ads that you get, let them handle that, you know, because if there's any issues, you know, you can, you know, Anchor will probably help you out. Now, the good thing that I can say about Anchor is that their customer support is pretty good. You know, you don't have to wait too long. You know, you can always get, talk to somebody through chat, you know, have a chat session, and that's a lot quicker than you trying to leave a email message and waiting, because then they'll, it's like, what, 24 to 72 hours before they'll respond. And they usually respond quicker than that. And, you know, I was asking them about the Stripe and the Anchor type of connection, and if I could connect my Stripe account that I created with them. But I just figured, once I created my Stripe account, I was like, let me just try it on their end and see if it works. So once I went through all that, you know, you have to go through different types of verifications, you know, because when you do Stripe, you can do it on the business level, and on Anchor, you can either do it on the business level or the individual level. So if you do it on the individual level, you need to definitely have your driver's license or your ID available, or some type of identification to prove who you are. You're gonna have to give your social security number if you do an individual level. When you do a business level, then you give your EIN number. So, you know, the only problem I had with setting up the Stripe account is when you're like a sole proprietor and you're setting that up. You know, if you're not doing business as, you know, they're putting that information in there, and I don't have mine set up to be doing business as, because I'm just myself. So you're not supposed to put anything in there. You know, I don't want somebody putting my name as doing business as myself, as if I'm a fictitious person, because I'm not. So, you know, I don't want a business sitting up here create, or some other company creating something that I'm not putting there, and that I don't have my name registered for that when it comes to a sole proprietor. You know, so, you know, that's the thing that I was dealing with. When you look over your summary, you'll see that if you're a sole proprietor like I am, you probably won't have that same situation. If you have like a LLC or a corporation or a nonprofit, you probably won't deal with those type of problems. I don't know. Because I wasn't that, I didn't click on that. So I thought I'd just give you the little tidbit. And you can leave a little message here for your, you know, listener supporters that donate, and, you know, and I guess, I don't know, I guess it works where it sends it to you. It says a pops up, but, you know, I'll see how it goes. You know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, you know, but at least you know that there's another option, so you don't have to wait too long, you know. It tells you on the website in your wallet section with the money, what your total of what you earned, the current balance, and I think you have to, let me see, $10. Yeah, I think that's what that says for the sponsorship. So after starting your first sponsorship, there's a 30-day waiting period before you can cash out. After this period, you must have at least $10 in your wallet to cash out. So the payment should be available in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days. After 90 days, your account will be automatically cashed out. So this is more of like a waiting game, but, you know, oh, okay, here you go. You got the access to Stripe dashboard. Now, when you look at this, this definitely does not look the same as if you were to create an account with, I just clicked on that. And when you click on that, you have to put a verification in there. I'm not going to type it in because I'm videotaping right now. But you have to put a video verification that'll be sent to your phone. So they'll have that two-factor type thing. And so you have to get the code and, you know, before you can actually see the dashboard. I think they give you backup codes too. So if something happens to your phone, you should always download or keep it or put it on USB. Anytime you create an account that makes you do a two-factor, always make sure that you download those codes, because I've had to use them before. Because if something happens to your phone, then you can use one of those codes to get in. And sometimes if I get to that point where I have to use that code, I'm taking that two-factor off, because if I can't get into my computer or have somewhere written down or save it in a note somewhere on your phone, those backup codes, because who's going to write all those different backup codes down, you know, on your computer or save a note somewhere? You need a notebook for all the backup codes that they give you. So yeah, I usually try to save those if I can, and, you know, make a specific folder for them so you're not digging around, because when you need to use them, you don't want to be like, where did I save those at? You need to save them on the desktop, you know, save them in a couple different places, because if something happens to your USB, which has happened to me before, where it doesn't read my USB, then you got a problem where you can't even use the USB. So, you know, if you save it to your computer, save it to a USB, save it on your phone, hey, you're good. Always have a backup. Don't just, you know, depend on your, you know, you getting that text message for the code. You might change your number. And I think you can change the information in there. So if something does happen to your phone, you know, if you was to use that backup code, if something was to happen to your phone, you can use that backup code, change the number. But if you don't have a phone, I don't know what you're going to do. That's something to think about. Because if you don't have a phone, you know, a lot of the free phones that you can use, the way that they're set up now with certain apps, they already know that they're not like a cellular provider. You know, they already know based on you putting that number in there. So if you try to use those VoIP numbers or, you know, anything like that, Google know for sure. Like if you try to do Google Voice and you try to get the Google Voice number and you try to use one of them free numbers, it's gonna be hard to find one that you can use with Google Voice. So you can't even get a Google Voice number until you have like a regular phone. I mean, you get to keep the number that you have for a while, but that's if you have the same number. Because if you change your number, then you have to go through the process again. And I don't know if Google lets you keep that number. I don't know. Hey, I think they will. I think they will. So that's a whole nother other topic. So, you know how I do. That's a whole nother other topic that we can talk about at a different time, about the Google Voice. And those are all the options that you need to have as a backup. If something happened to your phone, you know, have a Wi-Fi number. It's available, you know, and that can take those type of text messages. So if something does happen to your phone, they're making you use a telephone number. I think there's a few, like Text Free or Text Now. I think those type of apps. And I think if, like, say something does happen to your number, and say if you was to connect with Google Voice, if you're able to use Wi-Fi, you might be able to use Google Voice, because Google Voice gives you a number and you can get free incoming texts and outgoing texts and telephone calls for free on that number. You know, if something was to happen to your phone and you have that same number, because if you change the number, somebody else gonna get that text. Just think about that. So always make sure to update your stuff so that if something does happen to your phone, they got the new number for everything. All right, y'all, it's time to get on out of here. So thanks for tuning in and turning it up, and I hope you have a good night.